What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Thursday, let's get it. Thank you, as I always thank you, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We're going to call this one Forgive. November 17th, Forgive. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. The Bible says that anger is hidden in the bosom of a fool, Ecclesiastes 7:9. Why would it say that? Because it makes us sick if we don't deal with it. We're told to live peacefully with everybody, to do what we must to learn to forgive. There are two vital reasons for why we have to forgive people. The first is for our own sakes, because holding grudges will eat away at us. The second is because anger can actually keep us out of heaven. The Bible says if we don't forgive others, we will not be forgiven, Matthew 6:15. Scripture even goes as far to say that if you come to the Lord to worship and you have something in your heart against your brother, go make it right, Mark 11:25. When you're ready to forgive and love unconditionally, you'll see the power of peace, and you'll see the power and peace of God move through your life. Stay within the principles of God, keep healthy boundaries, but at the end of the day, choose to love fiercely and to forgive because God, well, he forgave you. This is not quite a sacrament, but close, friends, forgiveness. I thought about this the other day. I think there's going to be a rude awakening when it's time to go to heaven. When the Lord comes and we're standing before him, I think there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be shocked because they didn't make it heaven. And I think it's going to be tied to offenses on this earth. I didn't write it. The Lord did. If you don't forgive your brother, how can your Father in heaven forgive you? One of the things that I've tried to do in my life is constantly walk with a clean heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. Let me explain to you what forgiveness is not, okay? Forgiveness is not, Pastor James offends me. I'm really hurt. I'm really offended, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to walk in peace to avoid conflict. And so I'm just going to live with this in my heart and hope it goes away. It's not forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is communicating clearly, you know, dealing with your heart 100%, but your actions don't behave that way. If you forgive somebody, the sting is gone. If you let something truly go, then that sting will not be there, right? And we are filled. Jesus said offenses will come. He didn't say if, he said when they come, they're coming. And he said they're coming, so we better learn how to deal with being offended. That means at any given moment, anybody can be offended. And so it's so easy when you're hurt or when somebody's hurt to look at the person that hurt them and somehow bring this diabolical plan that that person is like insensitive, evil, aggressive, whatever. The bottom line is our heart is what we have to give account for. And if your heart is not clean, friends, you are now flirting with a dangerous place in life because we're not noble people if we carry around hurts and offenses. Because one of the reasons anger is hidden in the belly of the fool, because the person that may have hurt you has no clue. Has no clue. They're sleeping good at night. They're full of peace. There's no animosity in their heart. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, you're fuming and your heart offended at something. That is a dangerous place to be. You have got to learn the art of living clean. And that means as soon as offenses are coming in your heart, you know, you return to sender. You take those offenses and immediately send them out and realize they're not going to have a hold in your life. This is something that is so dangerous for your walk with God, is being offended. Think about this. It's pretty extreme to say, like, you're going to hell for being hurt. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty intense. But it doesn't start that way, right? It starts as a thought. It starts as a dwelled thought. It starts as a heart hurt. It starts as, you know, and it goes through this progression from offense to root of bitterness to, like, you know, unforgiveness. Like, you can't let that progression happen in your heart. And there's a lot of people that are dwelling with thoughts now that are turning into roots of bitterness. And there's a lot of people that are dealing with roots of bitterness that is turning into unforgiveness. It's scary. You don't even want that in your life. I have purposely went out of my way in seasons of my life to overly make sure my heart's clean. Whatever that looks like. if it looks like sowing a seed to your enemy, if it looks like, you know, having face-to-face conversations, whatever it is, like, make sure that you understand the art of living clean. I have seen so many people, like, leave churches with hurt. I don't know what to tell you. You cannot move into a new season of your life when you have hurt from the past. You can't. It's actually not possible. And I'm not talking about my churches. I'm talking about in life. I remember Dr. Brian Simmons had an incredible church in Connecticut. And I remember telling staff members, I wasn't even a pastor like that. And I remember telling staff members, you know, you can't walk out of this place with something in your heart like this. Like, God can't bless your next season. And he didn't. I remember as a young Christian telling people, hold on, guys. Don't think just because you're hurt and you leave a church that all of a sudden the next church is going to, your problems are going to go away. Like, your offense is there. Your issues are there. And it always holds you back from your next season. And so, you know, I'm just telling you, people are in a dangerous place in life when you're flirting around hurt and pain and making your decisions off of that. Never works out. That's it for today. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.